Now, Port take on Richmond Sunday twilight. It's been a tough, searching week for all involved down there. A lot of finger pointing. The players will get to respond on Sunday. So we thought we'd chat to high performance manager Darren Burgess. Burgess, thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. For
how has the week been?
Yeah, an interesting one. It's been a bit of soul searching, but we had a really good session today, and the boys are up and about, ready to go for Sunday.
Just move around a bit, Burjo. That phone just dropped in and out. Do you agree with Ken that the players' work rate just is not there?
Yeah, look, it's pretty hard for me to judge that only on the numbers that I get, I guess, because I got my head buried in numbers and rotations during the game, so I don't really get to see too much of it. But, certainly that's been the common thread, and I'll have to go with what Ken says.
What about then, you would have GPS figures and numbers and all those sort of things. In terms of, statistical data, are they covering the same amount of ground? Are they hitting the same amount of high-speed running and things like that?
Yeah, certainly in the out of the seven games, probably four of them have been really good and same as last year, and three of them sort of haven't been. So it's been a little bit up and down. The capacity is certainly there. We test the guys and monitor the guys daily and weekly, and all those numbers are all suggesting that we're in the same shape, if not better shape, than last year.
Well, it's such a different outcome, I guess, which I think is perplexing everyone. Last year, you were the best finishing side in terms of last quarter wins, and this year you've only won the two quarters out of 14 in second halves. Is there anything or way you can explain that?
No, we certainly look at it. Look, it's the fourth quarter things. I think maybe last year when everybody was saying, how fit we were, I probably spoke to you guys and said that there's a lot of things that go into the fourth quarter, including the first half and the first three quarters and all that sort of stuff, as you guys know. So certainly that's been an area of concern for us, the fact that we've been so poor in the second half. And it's certainly something that we've looked at over and over again to try and find a solution to that. We're still continuing to search, but I'm really confident, and the boys are really confident that their fitness is spot on.
Do you think they're still the fittest team in the AFL?
It's hard to know, Roy, because you don't sort of see what other people are doing. I certainly never said that we were the fittest team last year, so I think our fitness is exactly as it was, if not better than last year. So hopefully that puts us in good stead for a long season. We probably had a little bit of a flat spot during the last two seasons. So hopefully, our fitness will carry us through for the rest of the year. But I'm really confident. The coaches are really confident, and the players are really confident about the boys' ability to run.
Let's just get some facts on the table, Burgess, and we're glad we've got you, and squash any rumour, innuendo, and some of it's garbage that you hear. Here's one. With the 15% extra workload over the pre-season, some players over that had wear and tear injuries, and we talk of shin splints, tendon problems, and groins. Can you hit that on the head?
Yeah, coming into this week, we'll have three players on our injury list, and I think most clubs would be pretty happy with that. Two of those are our first-year players who came to us with shin issues, and the other one's Jared Polak with his navicular problem, so which, again, is a genetic issue. So I can certainly hit the head on that, and our injury list is pretty good.
What about, are there any players that are playing that are they're carrying niggles that is not enabling them to get the best out of themselves physically?
Oh, I think, as you know, Bix, sort of by round 7 and 8, most players start to pick up little things here or there that certainly happened, and we probably had as hard a draw as I can remember any team having in the first 5 games, and they were all kind of finals for us. So, they certainly took their toll, but no more so than most teams, I'd suspect.
So, again, myth or fact, Jonah is banged up with a groin, Bokey, similar, Hartlett, White carrying injuries. What about those names that we keep hearing that aren't quite 100%?
No, they're all. That's the first I've heard of any of those guys, other than Whitey had a little ankle issue a couple of weeks ago. But, that's the first I've heard of Jonah or Hartlett or both. They're all fine and raring to go.
So there's absolutely no overload problems, Burjo. It's to the minute, to the letter, to the T.
To the T. You Unfortunately, I don't hear much of what's being said, or maybe that's fortunately at the moment, because normally around the time that you guys are on, there's Peppa Pig and things like that to watch with my kids. So I can tell you what's happening with Ben and Holly, if you like. But there's no overload issues, and I'd be stunned, if I'm completely honest, if you would ever get an overtraining issue in an AFL or soccer. The overtraining, is usually reserved for cyclists and marathon runners and things like that. You'd have to do a fair amount of work to get a soccer or basketball player or an AFL person in an overtrained state.
Mm. Hey, Wayne Carey came out. I'm not sure what his fitness credentials are, but he's certainly got good football credentials. He said that this whole fitness thing is a myth. It's between the ears. Is that something that you subscribe to?
Yeah, I think I've probably, again, said to you guys before that, the players who work hard in pre-season and you know when you're lining up, and you guys both played at the top level, lining up next to your opponent, you know if you've done the work, and you know that, you know, if you have done the work, that puts you in a better mindset to play. Our players certainly have done the work, and so their mindset is that they are fit. Now, whether a team believes they're fit or not, if you don't believe you're fit, then you're behind the eight ball. So I agree with what Carey said there, but I think the difference is between the best team and the worst team in terms of fitness in the comp is probably only about 5 or 10%. Does that help you kick goals straighter or take marks or keep the ball in your forward 50? Probably not.
So what's changed, Virgo, with getting back to the work rate thing? You're saying the GPS numbers, the effort and that is all there from the science point of view, but yet Ken's questioning it. And it seems to me that you don't quite agree with Ken's assessment that the work rate's not there.
No, not at all. Okay. I agree 100% that the work rate isn't there. You know, we're talking about is the capacity to work there. Mm. And, you know, that's you're asking probably a different question there. I'm certainly not suggesting that. And you guys have seen the games, you guys have seen the clips and things like that, and you see, some stuff that's unusual for our guys. But the fitness side of things is from the GPS numbers and the heart rates and all that stuff, which Bic certainly you would know about from your time at the Crows that you collect, all sort of point in the right direction. So, that's all I can judge on because, as I said, I don't watch a lot of the matches.
So is it an on-off switch? The work rate's not there this week. What's the answer? Can you just switch that on? Come on, boys, fire up. Let's crank that work rate up.
If we had that magical answer, then I probably would be a head coach somewhere and not just looking at numbers. So if I can judge by training, which is a really important indicator, I would say today was the best training session of the year by some margin. So hopefully that augurs well for the game on the weekend, because the boys were certainly producing today and there's a really good positive vibe about today, which was awesome to see as a spectator.
Gee, that's good to hear.
It is.
Best training session of the year, and that's taking into account Dubai all the way through to now, Burjo.
In terms of since the season, pre-season started, and you're going into match simulation and all that sort of stuff, I think most of the players who you might speak to between now and the game on Sunday would agree that was the case today.
Well done.
Let's talk about individuals. Ollie Wines, I'm betting that he would be bursting his boiler to get back in the team. With a wrist injury or whatever he's got with his arm, he's still been able to run. Have you been able to get plenty of work into him? I'm sure you would have.
Yeah, that's the good thing about that sort of injury is that he was running after 1 week. So I reckon if you speak to most people, they would like to take most of their players out, especially their gun players out for a few weeks and just top them up nicely around this time of year. So that'll put Ollie in really good shape when he comes back to play.
And Jared Pollock, I guess when he first injured his navicular, there was some, uncertainty of how serious it was. Has it become any clearer? And what's he looking at in terms of games missed?
Yeah, it's hard to tell, Vix. It certainly hasn't become any clearer. We always said that we'll give him a time, which is around four or 5 weeks, completely non-weight bearing, and then re-scan it, see where that's at then. So he's in 3 weeks of that, and we'll just play that bit of a waiting game for the next probably 2 weeks, and then make a call and see where that's at. But hopefully, you know, the time that he spent off has been good for the healing of that area.
Hey, just his last main training session, Kane Corns, I guess it gives you an opportunity just to talk about him. How well has he prepared himself and how fit an athlete is he?
Yeah, he's. I think we spoke earlier in the year about he did a, there was a 9:15 3K, which is just extraordinary for someone his age to keep producing that. The thing with Kane is, you know, as you guys know, straight away, once he gets the assignment on Monday, that's all he thinks about. And it takes a fair bit of mental energy to do that and mental strength. And so every training session, he's hardly missed, I think, in the 3 years. And then the previous 3 years that I've had to deal with him, he's done averaged around 98% of training load. So he just never, ever misses. He's always there for every session and always producing that same amount of running. So he's just been a pleasure to deal with.
What a freak. Unbelievable. 300 games. We really look forward to it. And well done, Burjo, to you. And we had Shulzy on, was it the beginning of the week or last week? With the final goal, your little fitness program that we can all log on to. Can I just tell you, I'm into day two,
yet?
But I've got a long way to go, Burjo.
Yeah,
no. Okay. No worries. Good. You got to start somewhere, though.
You got the book and all that, yeah, didn't you, Rowan? Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, well, I said day two.
Day two. Oh, sorry, I missed that.
Shulzy lives around the corner, so I need to knock on his door and tell him to fire me and Fuddley up. Hey, Burjo, well done, mate. Fantastic. All the best on the weekend. Keep those boys firing up as you just launch through to September. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Well done.
Yeah, Darren Burgess there.